Open Windows, August the 13th. Christ in you. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Galatians 2:20. Christ is not a second personality or power to come along to reinforce us, to vivify us, to strengthen us, for us to use in life and in service, and that he should make us something. That is not the thought, and that is not the angle of Scripture at all. And yet, how almost universally, perhaps largely unconsciously, that is what is happening. Christians are wanting to be made something, even as Christians. And Christian workers and the Lord's servants are, though perhaps unwittingly, wanting to be made something as workers. And they want Christ to reinforce them, come behind them, and make them something as his servants and in his service. That whole system of things is diametrically opposite to the truth. The truth is that Christ shall be all, and that we decrease that he may increase, that he should be the primary personality, and that the impact and registration of any life and any service should not be, "What a good man he was," or "What a good woman she is," or "What a fine worker," but "What a presence of Christ, what a testimony to Christ, what an expression of Christ, what a sense of Christ, what a reality of Christ." Are our hearts set upon God, having that which is holy of himself? That means I crucified, no longer I, but Christ. And that means that Christ in us is the basis of our conformity to his image, until we partake with him of his own nature, pure gold. It is something to face seriously before him. It brings us to a challenge, but surely it also brings us to a glorious possibility. What Christ is can be made good in us.